Anderson Excavation.
Hi, is Art there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, is he going to be back in the office later on today? Or maybe tomorrow?
I'm not sure. Can I ask what this is in regards to?
Yeah, my name's Danny. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. And I called last week. Yeah, I was just trying to get in touch with Art. Is there maybe like an office manager, someone like that available I could speak with?
Actually, I'm Annie Anderson, and I'm the owner of the company.
Oh, okay, perfect. I can speak with you, Annie. Yeah, I was trying to touch base on some offers we sent out to the business. Looks like it was based on some financing you did with Case New Holland in the past. And we basically had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance as well as working capital up to about $250K. So just wanted to see what you had planned, you know, for the summer for equipment or capital.
It will probably be at least another couple months before we even think about looking at any more equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
And if you want to call back in like September,
right?
Then we may be interested in looking at some more equipment. At this point, we're good with what we've got.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah,
and actually we have, you know, and as far as working capital, at this point it's been a really good year, so.
Yeah. Well, good for you guys. Like, how did, what do you, you know, attribute to the growth or the difference in sales this year? You guys get more contracts or?
Yes. The Valley's finally building again, and so that's helped immensely. The hospitals are expanding, and there's a lot of businesses that are up and coming, so we've been lucky this year.
No, that's great.
Be a part of that.
Yeah, and you guys, it sounds like you guys got some major, you know, pretty big bids over there. Do you have like a lot of repeat business, or is it, you know, different companies you try and bid out?
Actually, we've gotten with a couple different companies this year that have been much better for us.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we had been working with in the past is slow paying, and
right.
So, but the new companies that we've been working for are much better.
So. Well, yeah, that's good to hear that you got like a good, you know, relationship with a better company, and
yeah,
you said though they're slow paying. Would you guys have like 90-day payouts, something like that?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's so rough. I don't know how businesses do that, you know.
Yeah. So not with this company anymore, so or the other companies that we've been working with. It's been nice. The longest we've waited is 60 days. And
oh, wow.
That's not bad at all.
No, that's great. And now with these, you mentioned, you know, equipment. Do you have an idea what you guys might be looking to add on?
We have been talking about backhoes.
Okay.
Replacing a couple of our backhoes that are older.
Yeah, replacing a couple of those. They last pretty long, or is it kind of like 10 years is there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So you guys definitely got your money worth out of the other old ones, or are they just kind of started getting you from?
No, yeah, we've done well with the old ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One got stolen a long time ago, but other
no
than
kidding.
That, the rest of them have been great.
Wow. How did it get stolen? What did you guys, like, leave the key? Were they a
no,
cowpile?
Every key's the same.
Right.
All the case keys are the same. All the Komatsu keys are the same. So if somebody has that key, they can just hop on the piece of equipment and
get going.
Away.
Yeah. That's good. How'd you guys end up finding it? Or they just didn't get
well,
far?
Well, we found one on another job site and got it back once. But then the other one we never got back.
It's just long gone? I mean, that's a
it's
big thing
gone.
To steal.
Yeah. Well, there for a while when the economy was starting to tank, people were taking them off the job sites and selling them to other states. And
wow.
And there's when we talk to the police, they don't look at serial numbers on equipment.
No
when
kidding.
You sell it. Yeah.
That why that's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Yeah,
you
that's
think.
What we thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, they even if they file off the serial numbers on everything because there's no registration or
mm-hmm. Right it's not like registered to a state or
Right. It's just a bill of sale.
Right. That's crazy. I didn't know that. That's definitely a scary position. And how did you guys find the other one? Does it have like a low jack in it or something?
We scored our buckets with our name on it.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's how we found it.
Oh, man. So you just happen to see it like in another person's yard or something?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, on another job site. And so we went over and picked it up and left with it.
Yeah.
They couldn't say anything. I mean, they can't go, hey, what are you doing?
You're right.
Taking our piece of equipment back. It's got Anderson on the side. It says Anderson on the bucket.
That's crazy. Well, I'm glad you guys at least found one of them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So with these new ones, you guys, I'm guessing you have a relationship built already with some vendors that you guys work with over there? Or do you kind of shop around to get the best piece?
We try to shop around to get the best deal.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that makes sense. And these are going to be new or used?
That's what we're still discussing
mm-hmm.
on what we want to do as far as if we want to go to, like, one of the auctions or
right.
if we'll just buy new ones again.
Yeah. So, with the new ones, obviously, you don't have to worry about it. Have you guys gone to auctions in the past and kind of checked everything out? Are they pretty reliable, or have you noticed otherwise?
For the most part, they're pretty reliable. You have to check out the piece of equipment for sure.
Right.
Listen to it run and, see how many hours and decide from there.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know these things, like, they get beat up sometimes, especially the loaders and the dozers and stuff.
Yeah.
So do you have an idea how much these, are going to cost? You guys still kind of working that out?
They usually run between... $80,000 and $120,000.
Okay, that's not too bad then.
Yeah.
I thought they'd be a little more. No, that's great though. That's like a good little price range. Okay, and you guys are looking over the next couple of months. You're looking to bring them on?
Yeah, it'll probably be September. So
around September. Is there like a reason you guys are waiting that long, or?
We're just finishing up a couple of our big jobs, and we have a couple other ones that are supposed to start around there,
mm-hmm.
and we just want to make sure that everything's in place before we hop on to do that.
Right, exactly. So make sure that these, jobs are in set in stone. And
right.
So they'll start paying for themselves, right away then.
Correct.
Right, they start. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And now, so are you the 100% owner over there, or are
yes,
you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good for you. How long have you been in business for over there?
Anderson Excavation has been in business for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's a long time. Is it a family business, or did you?
My Art and I started it together.
Oh, great. Well, good. That's good. And how do you like it so far? Is it?
Well, it's done pretty well for us. It's going for 16 years, so.
Yeah, that's great. Exactly. And, with this, have you kind of talked to your bank already for financing, or did you?
Actually, we've got a pretty good rapport with CNH and GE and some of the other, so we have not an issue with getting funding when
right.
we need it.
No, I didn't know if there's someone that you maybe had a friend that's in the banking industry or something that you just normally lean on, Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. And do you have, lines of credit?
At this point, no, we don't. We haven't really needed to have one the past 2 years, so.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Be in that position. Did you guys ever have one prior to that, or did you?
Yes, we have had lines of credit in the past.
Okay, you've had in the past. Okay.
Yeah.
And, I was just curious about that. What did you guys normally use it for? Just kind of materials between payouts, the cushion for jobs?
Yeah. And
yeah.
To keep payroll going and stuff
right.
like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious, because we do equipment financing. We also do the working capital. Have you ever heard of that before, or?
Yes.
Okay. And, what were, sales last year for you guys over there? In?
Last year we did a little over $3
million. Wow, $3 million? That's great. Now, it's always been, I guess, projected to go above that this year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you, like, is, I know you said you guys are getting busy or anything, but is this just with that boom? Is that usually what it is? Or do you try and do out-of-state work as well?
No, we, well, when the economy was bad, we went out of town. And that's what kept us going. But now that the valley is building again, we've been able to stay here in town and keep busy.
Right. No, it's great to hear that you got that going, you know, for you. And is it, you think it's going to last over the next couple of years? Or because a lot of people.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah. I know. I've been talking.
I'll just take advantage of every opportunity I can to, you know, keep it going. So.
Exactly. And that's, you know, what you have to do. Yeah, that's great. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, over there, how would you rate your, you know, credit? Annie, is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's good.
Good. Good. I know we have multiple, you know, programs. Work with credit tiers A to D. You know, some people, you know, have a little tough time finding equipment because it is this cured. But yeah, with you being good, it should be no problem. As you said, you work with those other lenders as well. Okay. And so all this is about the next couple months. And do you have a plan B? I mean, if for whatever reason you can't find financing, you guys gonna, would you try cash flowing in the piece or would you just?
No, if I saw there was an issue or we had to make some other decisions, we would do that, obviously.
Right.
You know, get a line of credit to keep it going. But at this point, I keep close watch on the cash flow, so.
Right. No, that's smart, and you have to. This day and age, you know, it's, you never know, especially with the oil industry, like how that just turned out of nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, it's up and then down real fast, but that's good. You know, and especially with these, because the older pieces, are they like breaking down on you, or are they just, you just need to update?
No, they're just getting to the point where, you know, we push them much longer. There's a possibility of them creating issues. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Better to have that.
Because you already know that at a certain point, the hoses are going to go and, you know, there's just a lot of issues that can happen with them, and it's better to, before they start seriously deteriorating, to trade them and get moving. You know, sell those off and get new or do whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, over there, I mean, Anna, we definitely, you know, like to see what we could do for you over there. You know, it's pretty easy. It's a one-page application. And then if you had the quotes, I know you only have the estimated costs and you guys are still, you know, kind of playing around with the idea, want to get it set. But yeah, we need the quotes. And then it'd be 3 months business bank statements because they just look at the cash flow of the company, make sure they're not going to give anything that would be a burden, obviously.
Right.
And then your most recent, you know, tax return, did you get an extension on 2015?
Nope.
Oh, okay, great. So you already have that?
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, perfect. You're ahead of the ball game. A lot of people they kind of, you know, drag it out. well, that's good. You're on top of it. But, yeah, Annie, what's a good, you know, email I can send you over some info as well as the application?
It's Annie, A-N-N-I-E, at Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N,
excavation.com. Excavation.com. All right. Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you in about 15 minutes. And, you know, when would be a good time, you know, to touch base with you, or when do you think you can, when would you like to get an answer?
At this point, we're not ready to do anything. You can send me your information. If you want to call back and talk to me about it later on, that's fine. But at this point, we aren't going to hop on anything. So.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. Yeah, yeah.
And I'll keep the information, and if it comes up, then I'll definitely give you a call.
All right. Sounds good, Annie.
Okay.
I'll send that over in about 15 minutes, like I said, and then I'll check back in with you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.